Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pulp pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. Wow, our audience is on fire today. And so is Sport of Maui. Is Sport of Maui on fire? Did you guys hear that?
Who does that? Anyway, I'm doing the
Chuck
face.
Welcome to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We are broadcasting live on 333 Dairy Road from historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater. That's right.
It isn't wavy gravy at all.
It's me, Chuck Sauce.
It's been Chuck all along.
It's been me all along. And Vincent Archangel Gravy the Third. And in the studio today, we have the one, the only, the incorrigible Shane Lucas Nelson.
It's happened to me before. Last time I was in Kona, I got introduced as Shane Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's dead.
You're like, he's dead. Who's that redheaded?
I mean, I'm not laughing at his death. I'm laughing at it.
Although, you know, sometimes you can laugh at death a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was a comedian. He would have loved it if we made light of that, I guess.
The last time I saw him was at the Mac. I went with Chuck to his show. He was opening for someone, like Theo Vaughn. And he did a joke that didn't work. And he's like, let me try that again. And he did the whole exact same joke again.
Really? Yeah. Which was,
it didn't work.
It didn't work. It's a very loud joke, which involves him
laying on the ground.
And I think that's what killed him. Getting up.
Getting up and down.
So, you know, you heard it here first, folks. If you're down, just stay down. Just don't get up. Yeah. Don't get up, baby.
Don't go down.
Don't go down. Ooh.
Stay up.
I made a joke last night at open mic about a friend of the show, Cody, who's back on island right now. Cody Heck, he's been on Biscuits a couple times. Am I the only one that thinks he looks like Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, he looks like Theo Vaughn, right?
I mean, they both have mullets.
Yeah.
He's like a bigger, he's like Theo Vaughn's younger, bigger brother.
Yeah. Younger, but bigger. Well, I said he looks like Wisconsin Theo Vaughn.
Yeah. He also, because he eats cheese curds.
Yeah.
And last night,
cheese curds are so yummy.
They are so good.
They're so good.
He lost like 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him what his secret is, and he said he doesn't eat all day, and then at night, he just eats as many steaks as he wants. And he's like, it works. He lost 40 pounds, and it sounds like a wonderful diet.
I've been on the steak, coffee, 80s music diet more than once.
Just eat as many steaks as you can at night.
You can't eat enough protein. You know.
So I have a tradition in my household called Steak Saturday.
Ooh, tradition.
and then my doctor told me that I have to stop doing Steak Saturday. So now we do Steak Sunday. It started from Diana and I doing keto every once in a while. We would do keto. And on keto, you can't eat carbs, but you can eat like a giant steak slathered in butter and also like all the pork rinds you want.
Mm, pork rinds are healthy when you're on keto.
And so
if you're not on keto, are they healthy?
I don't know. Not really.
They're not the best, but you can pretty much eat all the steak you want. So we started doing Steak Saturday where I would get done work and come home, and then like around 11:30 midnight, we would just grill up a bunch of steaks and have a big old steak dinner and drink a lot of whiskey and get drunk and go to sleep. And
does Diana drink whiskey with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was drinking for
that
two.
That was the crown royal wee.
She would help me eat the steaks. She would eat like half of her steak. And then I would eat 1.5 steaks and drink like half of a bottle of bullet rye.
My wife does this thing when we go to restaurants where she wants to try cocktails. So she'll just order, like she'll keep ordering a bunch of cocktails that are all too sweet for me. And then she can't finish them.
She does a sip and gives it to you?
Yeah.
And then you get all drunky poo.
And then I get drunky poo.
And then she gets mad at you for being drunk?
Yeah. And I'm like, but you...
You made this.
Yeah. And then if I don't get drunk enough, she's like, I miss the old you.
That's like the cocktails that we had at Sale Pepe were amazing.
Yeah. And then Diana did the same thing. I was like, I don't want one. Then she ordered it. And she's like, I can't finish this, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, she asked me, she's like, if I have some, will you help me finish the cocktail? I'm like, yeah, because that's one of the best cocktails literally that I've ever tasted.
What was it?
It's pickled grapes martini.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I got a fridge full of pickled grapes right now, baby. And I got a stomach full of martinis.
I don't know if you remember back in the day, we used to talk about going to Sale Pepe, and one of my favorite things on their menu was they have pickled grapes.
I've never had a pickled grape.
That they serve with they do pickled grapes, and they also do pickled cherry tomatoes as well, that they would do on like their charcuterie board. And now what they do is they take the pickled grape liquid and they mix that into a martini, sort of like a dirty martini, but instead of the olive juice, you're using the pickled grape juice, and it tastes amazing. It's like sweet. It's got that like vinegary kind of like tang to it. It totally covers up the flavor of the alcohol.
It's absurd how it doesn't taste like vodka.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And but then you're like, oh, that's vodka in here.
Now, did you say you have a bunch of pickled grapes in your refrigerator?
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Christy made pickled grapes. She pickled grapes.
Okay.
They were made on purpose. You didn't just forget grapes.
Yeah.
That's back in the Luakaz Circle days.
Oh, man.
But hold on. Christy gave me a bunch of grapes and asked me to make her pickled grapes. So she doesn't need those now? Because I made a bunch of...
comparing and contrasting, but I think we have a jar of pickling grapes in the fridge.
Are they green or red?
I don't know.
Marinating Chuck from the inside out.
What color are yours?
She gave me a bunch of green grapes.
I think ours are green grapes.
And she's like,
the green grapes go all around. The green grapes go all around.
Well, I was going to give those to Christy, but now I guess I'll just keep them and keep them for myself.
I mean,
cotton grapes.
And make some martinis. So
maybe, wait, do you have vodka at your house tonight?
I think I have some vodka. I probably got some bottom shelf vodka.
I might stop by Long's on the way.
It's going to taste pretty good with all that pickled grape stuff. We're going to make some pickled grape martinis.
Do you guys
tonight,
like
baby?
Cotton candy grapes?
I do. You ever freeze them?
I haven't frozen.
Yeah, you freeze the cotton candy grapes and you eat them.
They're so good.
Well, frozen grapes in general are delicious. Mm-hmm. I love frozen grapes. They're like such a sweet little treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like honestly, little mini popsicles.
There's a lot going on in my mouth when I put those in.
It's like frozen grapes are like to popsicles what Dippin' Dots are to ice cream.
Whoa.
Think about that.
Whoa.
Some sweet, sweet anal juice.
Inception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I
so, didn't I'll tell you though that cotton candy grapes in theory could take over the world the way that like the Japanese ivy in Georgia is going to ruin the world.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, so allegedly the cotton candy grapes are so good at growing that if they were to get out in the wild, they would overtake America within like a generation.
Cool.
Like,
let's the other have grapes.
That. Yeah, but also
like the country or the other grapes.
The state of Georgia has this like ivy that they spend millions and millions of dollars a year.
We need to tell Trump about these grapes they're coming for us.
But they're cotton candy grapes. Cotton candy. Oh my.
They're taking over our vines.
Yeah. Also, do you remember vines?
Well, like also, before, I kind of...
A short, sweet time. Vine's time in history was a vine in itself. It's just like a short little beautiful snippet.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of all grapes becoming cotton candy grapes, but then does that also mean that all wine is now cotton candy wine?
Yeah, all wine.
Oh, interesting.
All wine, even like fancy wine, is going to be Mad Dog 2020.
It's all going to be cotton candy wine, which actually sounds pretty
cotton
great.
Cotton candy wine sounds so good. You're like, oh my God, ooh, this is a carnival variety.
Yeah.
All sommeliers go out of business where they're just like, oh, it has hints of cotton candy, just like every other wine in the world.
Yeah. Hints, it's laying it on thick.
What's the really tasty apple that everybody loves, too? Oh, the Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had the Honeycrisp apples?
Yeah.
And you know what? It might be a hot take. Overrated.
I agree.
I don't like Honeycribs. I hate the Fiji or
Honeycribs?
Whatever those are.
is that like a crib made of honey that you put your baby in?
They're real sticky. Your baby gets stuck.
I don't like the Fuji or Fiji ones either.
Oh, I love,
and then
I love
hate
the
Red
Fuji
Delicious.
Apples.
I hate Red Delicious.
Okay, are there any... I think that you just don't like apples.
Okay. I also hate Granny Smith.
What about crab apples? You guys ever eat crab apples?
You know, I've eaten some crab apples. All right. A bad crab or a good crab apple is better than good mountain apples sometimes. And I like mountain apples.
Oh, actually, I kind of agree with that. I do like mountain apples, but I
think Granny Smith.
Mountain apples aren't anything special. I think they're just sort of like a... They're like a cool little idiosyncrasy that Maui has.
My favorite thing about Granny Smith apples is if you smother them in butter and brown sugar and then bake them with more butter and brown sugar.
Oh, that's dope.
And call it a pie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm.
I used to sell apples.
Like butter and brown sugar.
Yeah.
As a kid, I sold a bunch of apples, and I have this memory of going up to this lady's. I'd go door to door selling apples.
What?
And
where
kind
are you
of
getting
receptacle
the apples
did you have the apples in?
A wagon? Like
a wagon.
Red wagon?
I had a wagon.
You had a wagon?
Yeah.
You had a wagon of
apples? I was 10 years old, and I was selling apples.
Was it Rusty Wagon?
This
is like straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting.
It's North Dakota, you know? And I remember one lady being like, those are from my tree. And I was like, do you want to buy them or not?
She's like, yes.
Do they have good apples in North Dakota?
There's all kinds of good apples. And one time, this group of like 200 bikers were passing through our town. And I went
bicyclists
to
bicyclists.
Okay. And they all like camped there. They were like doing some cross country trip. And I sold hundreds of apples to them. And they all got sick.
How did you know they got sick?
My uncle is one of the bikers.
Oh,
bicyclists.
Wow. Imagine having diarrhea.
They got sick from, was it bad apples?
Yeah.
Or were they like wormy or rotten or what?
They must have been wormy and rotten.
Wow. You must have sold them police apples. Like, oh, there's just a few bad apples.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah.
And they all went to the bicyclists. Yeah.
That's what I said. They never finished their tour. They're just all hunched over in pain.
Yeah. Oh, they had a tour all right.
Those aren't cramps. They're bugs.
They're all just the one in front is throwing up, and then the rest of them are just all riding through the throw up.
Oh, I guess like I never thought of what kind of sick it would be. I assumed it would be number two.
Number two is diarrhea.
Number two. Okay. Yeah,
they all had diarrhea.
Oh. Well, you know, if you're a biking.
Hey, it's part of the game.
Yeah, it actually makes you lighter.
Yeah.
If you have diarrhea.
And it goes right through those thin pants.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Johnny Appleseed, right? They're like fertilizing the ground as they go. Yeah.
And like making booze.
Yeah.
Spreading cotton grapes.
Yeah, that's the thing about Johnny Appleseed. When you're growing up, you're like, oh, he's making apples. But the apples he was growing was the apples for booze, baby.
Yeah, he was just like a big fan of making apple booze and getting everybody hammered, which was quite popular
at the
time.
That is cool.
Yeah. So most apples aren't, like, they're all grafted, yeah? So if you take a Granny Smith apple and plant it, it doesn't grow a Granny Smith tree.
If you take the seeds out of a certain strain of apple and plant it, you're not going to get that exact strain. The only way to get an exact replication of that apple is to take the tree and, like, take a piece off of it and graft it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's trippy.
And then what's even crazier is a lot of these grafted ones, they don't even graft them onto apple tree roots. They use walnut tree roots. So they cut
down more durable
walnut trees and they graft apples to it because they got better roots.
There's this mango tree up by my house in Maui Meadows that's three different mango trees grafted together.
Yeah.
So like
three types of the allergies.
Yeah.
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 Nose is running, eyes crying.
Yeah. Do you ever get that where like your allergies are so bad you can't open up your eyes in the morning because there's gunk in them?
I had pink eye like 3 weeks ago.
That was probably from Chuck.
Sorry. I have a friend that works in daycare, and he gets pink eye constantly. And I'm like, dude, you're disgusting. You work with children.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not from poop. And I'm like, you just jumped on that one real quick.
Your words.
Yeah. First of all,
it's from my eyes being dry.
He knows it's from poop, first of all. Like, and second of all, that's not how you get pink eye. You get pink eye from poop. How'd you get pink eye, Shane?
I blame Bentley. The day I got pink eye, I saw him put his butt on my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude.
Didn't you share a hot dog with a stranger that night, though, too?
Yeah, I also shared a hot dog with a stranger and took her home. But
but she didn't put her butthole on your pillow, though, I'm assuming. Well,
who knows?
Well,
who's to say?
Yeah, everything's all scrambled. I will say, eating a hot dog with someone like that is a cool experience.
Oh, let's replicate that right now. Tony! Yeah.
Lady and the Tramping is always fun.
Mm. Speaking of which, at Sala Pepe, they had a Lady and the Tramp thing. They have the two artsy things. They actually have a three-dimensional, like, bucatini pasta going between the portraits of the man and the woman.
Have you guys ever done it with someone?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Would you eat with spaghetti or what?
I've done it with spaghetti, and I've also done it with, I think it was a churro.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Any type of long food will do.
I tried doing it with
French onion soup. Don't do it. You're just like snowballing it back and forth. No one wants to see that.
Ew, don't say snowballing. Hopefully our viewers and listeners at home don't know what that means. It's disgusting.
If you know what it means, give us a call at 808. 873-3535.
You had to look at the time.
I haven't plugged in so long.
We don't want people calling us. Our phone lines don't even work.
Tony, do they work?
Do you know what jacking is?
No.
It's a way to make alcohol. Because there's an old type of liquor called Applejack. And what they would do is they would take like apple juice and they would ferment it. But then also you leave it out to freeze. It's like alcohol and water mixed together, and then you freeze it, and all the water rises to the top and freezes, and then they just scrape off all the ice, and what's left is like higher strength pure fermented alcohol. And that process of like freezing and scraping off the water from the top is called jacking. And so there's an old type of liquor called Applejack, and it was so popular back in the day that George Washington offered to buy the recipe from them, and he would drink it because it was like his favorite liquor. And then also he would get a whole bunch of it and give it to the troops. And so the people during like the Revolutionary War, all the troops were getting messed up on Applejack.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. And then the cereal Applejacks, no relation.
It's probably some sort of vague callback to it. I don't know how.
Also, people always wonder, like, oh
they
my
don't
God,
taste like apple.
How did these troops do it so much? And like Napoleon notoriously got his troops crunk, and Napoleon got his troops stoned. Did you ever hear about the Napoleon getting his troops stoned story?
With marijuana.
Interesting. He would have tents and put barrels and barrels of weed in fires and like smoke out the tent and get his people stoned.
Do you think Napoleon was also hammered a lot too, during battle? Because like he was really well known for, you know, there's like modern day like commanders and stuff, they all like hide in the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forward, he cried from the rear and the front man died. But Napoleon was notorious for if they were going to battle, he was out in front leading the troops.
Yeah, dog, getting hammy time.
And so I bet he probably got nice and hammered and was like, let's go!
Yeah. Mm. Also,
what about the berserker Vikings? Do you think that was true? Remember,
you know,
have you ever heard about that? That the Vikings used to like eat a bunch of mushrooms and then just go get all ripped and go into battle?
I don't know. I mean, so they Vikings.
I feel like that might have been debunked.
Did do mushrooms, but let's all be honest here.
That's also
are we doing mushrooms and going to war?
Yeah, you might be like, hey guys, should we turn around?
Or are we doing mushrooms and being like, you know what we should not do?
Well, you're not thinking like a Viking, though, because like a Viking, their entire culture is based on like wanting to go into battle and die. And I feel like, you know, like I've been on mushrooms at times and have been like,
let's go for a walk.
I've been like okay with the concept of death, you know?
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, because, you know, mushrooms make you see that big picture and they make you realize that like life doesn't really matter, you know? And so I've been like, they give people mushrooms, people who are at the end of their life as well, and it like helps them come to grips with the idea of death. So I could see them being like, you know what, if I'm gonna go out, I want to get really messed up on mushrooms and just go trip
Vikings
balls.
Vikings didn't wear the horns, though.
Yeah, that was also something that was debunked.
That comes from German propaganda? Who would have thought?
I think it came from...
That would linger.
Germans do propaganda?
Yep. And good thing they're the only ones.
Yeah, I think it came from opera, right? Because we always see like the opera...
The woman with the horns.
Yeah, with the horns. I think that was how it started.
Wagner, yeah.
Wagner. Mm. It all comes back to Wagner.
I did a tour of Washington's house, and he was the America's biggest whiskey maker right before he became president.
The Washingtons?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. He liked to get his...
You think he made his bed every morning?
You know, I don't...
Also, people back in the day...
They always say that, right? They're like, the military, make your bed every day.
Yeah, start the day. Yeah.
But like back in the day, people were always drinking.
Yeah.
Too, especially like for most of history, people were hammered all the time.
Because water was unsafe.
Up until, because it was actually safer to drink alcohol than it was to drink water, because all of our water had like typhoid in it.
Mm-hmm. And pink eye.
And tuberculosis and stuff. And so they're like, well, everyone's dying from cholera who drinks water. So I guess we're just going to drink wine all day, every day. And that was how everything worked.
And that's why Pete Tedsecth is being amazing. He's just just killing it.
It's sort of interesting that, have you heard that like Gen Z isn't drinking anymore?
Yeah, all these breweries and are going out, people don't have fun anymore, and this Gen Z's having less sex than anyone else.
They sound like a bunch of nerds.
I know, dude.
I gotta say,
and not the cool types like us. That,
and like they're like all vaping, and I don't have anything against vaping, but I like, come on, you got like, I'm all for using alcohol responsibly and everything, and you know, I never get all hammered.
I've never had more than two drinks in front of you.
According to my official deposition.
Maybe a nice port around Christmas.
A snifter of port at Christmas, yeah.
You drank half my martini last night. You're probably doing me a favor.
To be fair, it was terrible.
It was probably
that guy pretended to give me head.
Enjoy it.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, what was up with that?
That's crossing a line, right?
He also mimicked having sex with the
pole?
Velvet pole thing, yeah. The velvet rope pole. Mm. Yeah, it was an interesting night last night at
also,
open mic.
The server at Paya Bay Coffee Company made a lot of like
very sexual jokes to you.
Yeah, I almost said a word that I probably shouldn't say on the air, but a lot of ejaculation jokes about my drink.
My favorite thing is when he took his finger in your cup.
That's why it always tastes so bad. The drinks at Paya Bay Coffee taste terrible because they don't like rinse out their shakers.
That's the word I have to use. Oh man.
Well, you can say jigger.
Yeah, the measuring thing. They don't rinse that out.
Yeah.
So somebody orders Mai Tai, which people do in Hawaii. They put in the different rums, or someone orders coconut rum, which is gross.
Yeah, I had a Jameson there one time. First of all, it took them like 15 minutes to make there. I was like, can I have a Jameson
to
rocks?
Be fair,
and they're like, hold
20
on.
20 people in the room.
They're like, we got to look
and
up
only
the recipe.
Four bartenders.
Yeah, there was two bartenders. There's like a bartender and a bar back. There's like three people at the bar. I ordered a Jameson rocks. It took them like 15 minutes to make my drink. And then when I took a sip out of it, it tasted like Malibu coconut rum. I'm like, Jameson doesn't taste like coconut. Like, what are you guys doing?
Mm.
All you have to do is literally pour Jameson into a glass, and they couldn't do that right.
I asked for a drink. They're like, oh, I know how to make that. I used to work in a gay bar. And I'm like, I ordered a fuck of soda.
I think they're saying something to you, Chuck.
Yeah. He did stick his finger in my drink. What's that?
That's gay.
Yeah, when places don't like use a different container for mixing, like King's Barbecue with their mac salad.
Yeah.
Mixing their fish and their mac salad together.
Oh, which L&L got closed with the red placard? Was it the one at Kihei?
Probably all of them.
Yeah.
All L&Ls are equally disgusting. But that didn't stop me from going to L&L to get a free musubi.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
You had a musubi this morning.
Did you guys not Katsu go to musubi. Did you guys get your free musubi?
No, I didn't have a car that day. Remember a couple days ago, my wife, for very legitimate reasons, got slightly mad at me because I left all the windows down and sunroof open in the car overnight.
Did it rain?
Yeah. No, thank God. I only did that to Vince's car.
Did you do that to Vince's car?
I left the windows down into your car once and it rained.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tried to
block that memory out.
My wife left the keys in the ignition and her battery died this week.
I did twist the knife, though, because Chrissy was like, she was talking about how you accidentally left all the windows down.
Yep,
and I was like,
happened, baby.
Because it was on a Tuesday, because it was the night, it was after
Monday,
Paya Bay.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because you were hammered.
I was like, I was not.
I was like, no, you were. Chuck's like elbowing me, like, knock it off. I'm like, no, you were trash, dude. You were really hammered that night. Mm. I was like, how did you get so drunk? I didn't even see you drinking at all. That was 2 Mondays
ago. I keep doing this thing where I'll have like 600 calories a day. And then I'll have like, you know.
No, two Mondays ago, we went to the gas station and you had two shooters and a tall boy before we went to the bar.
That's right. You did drink that tall boy when we were walking to comedy. He's like, I only had 600 calories. Yeah, they were from
calories.
Your tall boy.
Yeah, man, and those triple IPAs still get you.
And fried chicken.
And fried, oh, dude. And I tried sharing it, and people were like, no. It was so greasy, I had to wipe my hands off on the tree.
That's gross. Chuck's like, I only had one buzz ball. That was the buzz ball. Did you see those?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they have those
that's
are Costco.
Dangerous.
They have it's a buzz ball, and usually the buzz balls are like the size of like an apple.
Yeah, what kind of apple?
Like a Granny Smith apple. But now they have ones at Costco that are like the size of a basketball. So they're gonna be like, I only had one buzz ball, but if you drank that, do you think he would die?
No.
What's the percentage of alcohol on a buzz ball?
It's high.
35%.
Oh yeah, so that's like, oh yeah. That's alcohol poisoning territory.
How many ounces is the big buzz ball?
It's like, I don't know, how many ounces is a basketball?
Hmm.
No, look at, are you talking about a regular size one? I mean, look at that.
Yeah,
that's huge.
That would
you get alcohol poisoning. for sure.
You would get alcohol poisoning from that. That's that's irresponsible to make a buzzball that size.
Hold on. Let's zoom in here. It's only 15% alcohol by volume.
Are you reading it?
It's 1.75 liters.
Okay. Well, that's like two bottles of wine, right? Not even
that's
two
like
bottles
two
of wine.
Two and a half
wine,
bottles of wine.
Wine's at about 15% alcohol.
Higher, yeah.
Wine ranges, like white wine
it's
and red wine are
of
different.
Wine.
Yeah, so
that's, 75 is one, so it's like two and a half bottles of wine. No, that's
yeah. So I think you'd be fine if you're the type of person that can handle your alcohol.
I don't know. Growing up, like all the Portuguese people I know would tell me that the bottle of wine was meant for one person. Like that's the exact amount like one person should have. Unless there's two people, then you should have three. Unless there's three people, then you have five. That's like the equation I grew up. If you guys ever heard of it.
If there's
this?
Five people, you need eight.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Six people, you need ten.
So this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
No.
And if you're listening to us on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of gravy. If you're watching us live on TV, don't forget that you can watch us on live TV. We're on channel 55.
Yeah, dog.
On Akaku. So if you're listening to us on the radio and you're at home, just flip on the TV. We'll wave to you. Hey, what's up, guys? We're waving to you at home. And don't forget that you can follow us. If you just follow us on Instagram or Patreon or whatever, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also email us at biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. Don't forget to email us all of your questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
And you can listen to us 24 hours a day at biscuitwars.com. God.
Yeah, you can listen to all of our past episodes for free, commercial free, at biscuitwars.com. You can also look us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from. We're on all of the big boys. Just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. And don't forget that there's two open mics every week on the island of Maui. There's a Monday night at Paia Bay Coffee Bar. So if you want to come see some really awesome comedy, you can go check us out there and get a Jameson that tastes like coconuts. And there's also the open mic that's Tuesday night at Vibe, and that usually gets started around like 10 o'clock at night. Doors are at 7.
Doors are at 7.
Comedy starts at 10.
There is no list.
There's no list.
There was a list.
It's just like Trump status. It's like, there's no list. The list doesn't exist. But that's always a fun time. So if you're looking for comedy, you've always got a couple ways to see it. Also, the Paia Bay Coffee Bar on Monday nights, they live stream that on YouTube, and that's at Comedy Simulator. There
yeah.
you go. It's on YouTube, so you can watch us live and check out some cool live YouTube comedy.
There's
every Monday
show
night.
There this Thursday, starring friend of the show Corky Gardner and Ronald
well.
Lee Kitts.
Yeah,
and there's a show at Pro Arts on Friday, also featuring Corky Gardner.
Yeah,
and a vape salesman.
So there's plenty of comedy on island for you guys to go check out.
Monthly show at Paia Bay, monthly show at Parlay, and tons of wonderful stuff around island.
And also, we have to mention that today's show is brought to us by Taylor Swift's Overnight Alterations. Sometimes you need a Taylor, and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift.
This microphone smells bad.
And don't forget about Alec Baldwin's hair restoration cream. Dealing with hair loss? Question mark. You need a Baldwin. Don't be departed from your hair.
Today's show is in part by Paul Reiser's Yeast. Hey, Vince, have you heard of Paul Reiser's Yeast? It makes great Jewish rye. You'll be mad about Paul Reiser's Yeast.
And also, today's show wouldn't be possible without the support of Christopher Walken's Running Shoes. If you're going to run, start with walking.
We're going to finish today's episode off with a Lug Leaf segment we call Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Buffalo.
There's no South Park this week, but I'm sure Vincent Fodi's got tons of stuff to spoil for us.
Yeah,
whoa.
So they did take another week off this week, so there's no new South Park tonight, Wednesday night, which is actually good for me because it takes a little bit of work off my plate, especially since we're playing D&D tonight.
Woo!
So that's going to be fun. But there is a new Always Sunny in Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, I've started watching the season. I'm like halfway through. You are right. The episode about Is It Cake is phenomenal.
It's so funny.
I think this is one of the best seasons in a few seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's only 8 episodes this season. But almost all of the episodes have been pretty good. I think the most recent episode was... I would say, not that it was bad, but it was arguably the weakest one
so far.
It was
because it lacked Frank.
But
But
he's fortunately, it did have a lot of like old Easter eggs from like early seasons. So they did a lot of cool callbacks. So there's a lot of fan service. We got to see Cricket again. We got to see Charlie's uncle again. We got to see from the very first season, there was an episode where Dee and Dennis.
That couple.
Take some kids to their prom or whatever, and they made a return as well.
It gets weirder.
It does get weirder. And did you see the Raw Dog episode?
No.
Have you seen the Raw Dog episode?
Uh-huh.
So it made me. There's a whole thing about they go to a dog track and they're eating raw hot dogs and everything. But so there's a couple different ways that they're using the term raw dog. But they also talk about what you were doing. They talk about the trend going on of like sitting of. Having unprotected sex. No, Chuck's like, what are you talking about? No, when you sit on an airplane and you don't
do anything.
Anything.
That's me, baby. I just zone out, man.
Yeah, like Putty from Seinfeld. You're just like staring. And
I'm so good at spacing out.
Yeah.
We know.
No, I believe it. But like, I mean, did you do that like as a trend or what's the deal with that?
No. I've been spacing out hardcore my entire life.
Yeah, but like on an airplane because you used to like listen to headphones and stuff on airplanes.
That's actually just subterfuge. I put the headphones on. I'm not really doing much.
Mm. I mean, the last flight I did with you two guys, Vince put on headphones right away, and Chuck and I just sat there.
It always used to be the dream of air travelers to be able to have all this entertainment at our fingertips. I always used to dream like someday they'll have Wi-Fi on airplanes. And now they do have Wi-Fi on airplanes. It's like the golden age for air travel. And now people are just like, raw dogging it? Come on, this is what we've been waiting for our lives.
I have like a really great imagination. When I space out, I can go into universes, man. I'm blasting off, dude.
Also, when we were...
I could space out for so long.
I do sometimes like to just... Sometimes I get in that zone where I'm like staring off into the middle distance.
I don't even remember what I do.
And then I go into like this trance sometimes.
Yeah.
But like if I'm on an airplane, I just want to listen to my podcast and kind of pass out and not listen to screaming babies.
I might put on a little hardcore history and that just like...
A little Dan
going.
Carlin?
Yeah, a little there, you know?
And then Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh my God.
I like to watch other people's TVs.
Love watching other people's TVs.
I love to watch what other people are watching.
You're like multitasking, bro.
Yeah, you're like, can you turn on the subtitles?
Like, can you stop watching Big Bang Theory, please? For everybody. Stop it.
Everybody.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Also, the last time that we all traveled together, we were booking our air tickets. And I told you guys what seats I was going to take, and then you like went ahead and took my seat, and then when I tried to book it, the seat wasn't available, and I was like, did you guys, you just stole my seat?
Yeah.
I was like, who does that? And then I ended up having to sit by myself on the airplane, like two rows back from you guys.
I know. I was telling you guys last night, I have so much free time, I just can do things out of spite. I don't do things out of necessity anymore.
But I'm like, okay, there's like all these seats together, so I'm going to take this seat, and then you guys can take this seat and we'll all sit together. And you're like, okay. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to book it. And it's seat is taken. I'm like,
Vince is going to think this is so funny. Vince did not think it was funny.
Did you guys have a great 808? I think like 808, it's kind of a bittersweet day now because...
Definitely a bittersweet symphony.
Yeah, it's because, one, 808 is friend of the show Rhonda Hansen's birthday.
Okay, that's a good one.
And it's also, since 808 is the area code for Hawaii, it's like a special day for Hawaii.
Because
we're like, 808. And it was also National Spam Musubi Day, which is why L&L was giving out free Spam Musubis. Yeah. So I got to go take advantage of that.
Did you buy something else while you were there?
No, I just walked in and I was like, what's the deal? And they're like, you get a free Spam Musubi. I was like, do I get a sticker packet also? And they're like, yeah, because they didn't know that I knew about the sticker packet. Mm. But I got my free sticker packet too. So I got a little Spam Musubi sticker from L&L.
Love stickers.
But unfortunately, in a twist of tragic irony, 808 was also the date of the Lahaina fire. So it was, you know, you have a little bit of a somber moment to remember all the stuff that we've been through in the last 2 years, but also go get a free Spam Musubi. So, you know.
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
Moment of sadness.
Speaking of a moment of sadness, why don't we do a little Morningwood?
Ooh.
So.
A true Morningwood. We salute you.
And
Because, we're at half-staff today.
Because fascism is on the rise in America, more porn stars have been dying. Because we know that the more fascism starts to close in on our sweet democracy, mm-hmm. the more porn stars start
Why?
Dying.
What's happening?
oh, nothing.
crime is on like a 30-year low in D.C.
But we had two porn stars die, unfortunately.
Whoa, this is like absolutely canary in the coal mine situation.
For real. And so
Pharrell died too? That's crazy.
Lena Bina.
No!
Lena Bina.
From the favorite Flickr Lena Bina series.
So Lena Bina, which is her real name.
Yeah, I was she like, have to do a stage name.
I was trying to Google like what is her real name, and it's like... No, Lena Bina is her given name.
You changed her name to Latrine?
Lena Bina is her given name, her given Christian name. She went by the screen name Miss John Doe, Doe spelled D-O-U-G-H.
Jeez.
So
pound in the dough, right?
Yeah, like pound in the dough. And also, she had a pretty nice derriere as well, so it looked pretty doughy. it's not funny, but she died after her... third BBL. And so
is that the Star Wars year?
That's BBY. Yeah, before the Battle of Yavin. She died 3 years before the Battle of Yavin. Okay. Which is actually right around the same time that Andor takes place.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's
no
when,
coincidence.
That's when Lena Bina died. Right as Andor was taking
You're
place.
You're connecting the dots.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'd watch that.
So many porn stars died to get us these plans to the Death Star. All right, there's like three people that find that joke funny, but and they're all in this room right now.
Let's keep rolling.
So here's the thing. She did have a cryptic last post on social media. She said, "I'm going through a lot of shit right now." Actually, I think we can say
was she doing an anal scene though?
Because it has to do with the news. So we can say,
yeah.
Because this is in the news, we're reporting the news. Her last quote was, "I'm going through a lot of shit right now," and so people
we're
are thinking maybe did she actually? That's the loophole. If we're talking about the news, we can actually
let's
say
not call herself journalist though. I don't want to get killed by Israel.
So some people are speculating that maybe there was some self harm involved, but. A lot of people are saying that she just had her third BBL, Brazilian butt lift, which is a notoriously dangerous procedure.
Hence the dough.
And a lot of people are thinking that it may have been a BBL-induced blood clot because she died right after it.
No.
And that happens to a lot of people after they have a BBL. They die from blood clots. It's a very common thing that happens.
From a very callous point of view... Don't you hate when you fall like in love with a porn star and then they get too much work done and you're like,
absolutely.
What did you do to me?
Absolutely.
What are you doing to me, Siri?
What's her name? Lena
Bina?
Lena Lovings?
I'll remember her name. There's this one of my favorite porn stars though. She got all this work done and just ruined it.
I know who you're talking about. Lena, what is her name?
She was like used to be like relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, and now it's like
Lena Love?
No.
Lena Lou?
Lena. It's Lena and then something else.
It is just so sad. Anytime porn stars die, though, it's bad news. It's bad news bears.
Yeah.
That's why I loved Yuri Beltran, because she kept it real. Lena Paul?
Yeah.
No! Lena Paul got work done?
Yeah.
No! Yeah.
She just looks like more like fake.
Wow. That's what I liked about her the most, is that she was so real. She started at Chatterbait.
Wow. You know,
she like, put the work in.
She puts the work in every time.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you like that birthmark that she's got on her shoulder?
Love the birthmark on her shoulder.
I have a photo of just the birthmark on my wall.
You're like, that's so
artsy.
Artistic. What is that?
Artsy.
Nothing.
Zoom out.
Oh, no. Lena Paul, man.
Yeah. I don't know. There's this weird, like, plastification of celebrities that's going on now where it's like, I don't know why women think that that's hot. It's like
like Dane Cook.
It's also like what's the name of the
he
chick
just wants
who
to look
plays
younger.
Remember the girl that plays Starlight on The Boys?
Yeah,
she has had so much work done. Like when she was on like the first season of The Boys,
she's cute, she looks adorable,
cute. She's beautiful. If she just aged naturally, she would look fine. You know,
yes.
There's so many like aging celebrities who like
Courtney Cox ruined it.
They look so Dude. good as they get older, and you know, it's like you're like, okay, you look beautiful. I can still see remnants of your older self, like Heather Locklear. Mm-hmm. Heather Locklear still looks good. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
She played the aunt in 8 Mile.
And you know what? Some people go through menopause and then they look a little bit different, but let them do it. The girl that plays Wednesday Adams and was also in Beetlejuice just got that stupid cheek surgery done.
Yeah, no, it looks terrible.
It looks terrible,
dude.
Oh, no.
That weird cheek surgery where they like suck all the fat out of their cheeks and then they end up looking like plastic ghouls, and then they get the big lips, and then they shave their eyebrows off and paint them back on. It's like, you look like a blow-up doll. You look like a ghoul.
Yeah.
And it's like, just age naturally. That's not what guys want.
Some people own their surgery a little bit more. Like Brandy Love out the gate had a little bit of surgery done, but she's kept it Brandy Love classic the whole time. Her bolt-ons have not changed, right? Some people are okay with it. You need that niche. You need that 2 days a month where you need to look at that, right? But it's so just like, I can't watch like Brazzers at all because it's all so fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, no, it's like exactly. The worst fake. And you feel bad because it's expensive lifestyle to keep up. You got to keep getting surgeries and keep getting surgeries and keep getting surgeries. And then you get up dead. No one deserves that.
And you look terrible. By the way, Shane, do you say Brazzers or Brazzers?
Brazers.
You say Brazers?
Yeah, you cook it low and slow.
Because I always say
Go Brazzers.
I say Brazzers. But Chuck says Brazzers.
Yeah, Brazzers, because it's bra.
Bra.
Yeah. Take off the bra, man.
Ho bra, hop in the van.
Do we have another piece of morning wood?
Also, can I just say that BBLs, they don't really do that much. Have you ever seen like before and after pictures of like the average BBL? I mean, it's not going to give you, you're not going to overnight go from like a flat butt to J-Lo. Right? Mm-hmm. It makes like a little bit of difference, but it's like if you get a breast implant done,
you can make a big difference.
Overnight, you can make a very noticeable difference. Mm-hmm. But BBLs, they don't make that much of a difference.
Also, just watch porn stars like Paige Turner if you want to see a nice butt.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The best butts are the gym butts.
The ones that are like secret butts.
Like sport butts. Like someone who works out.
Tall women have deceivingly big butts.
Tall women have long butts.
Long butts.
So sometimes you'll see this butt on a tall chick. Long butt Larry. You're like, that's just a long butt. And then you see it in action. You're like, oh.
You're like, oh, I like that.
It like compacts.
Mm. Yeah. Also, Lululemons are doing the God's work.
Yeah.
I can't believe Nina Paul got work done. What did she get done? Do you guys know?
Just like, I think an overall.
She got a ghoulification.
No.
I mean, she's still like above average, but she what?
Also, we got more dead porn stars, guys.
No.
Sorry. I can't take much more of
this. Sorry to break up your love fest, but sadly, Brazilian porn star. Speaking of big butt Brazilians, Brazilian porn star Vitória Beatriz just died at the age 28. She spent the last few days of her life in a hospital with a mysterious illness. So a lot of mystery going on. She was Brazilian, and she did have a big old butt. She was in a porn parody of Squid Game, which if you have the chance to, Vitória Beatriz,
what would that even look like?
She's in a Squid Game porn parody, brought to us by, she belonged to a porn company called Inca Porn. So if you have the chance, look that up. That's really good.
Huh.
Rest in peace, Vitória Beatriz and Lena Bina. We're going to miss you.
Lena Bina, I barely knew you.
And speaking of beans, did you go to the Seed to Cup Festival, Chuck?
I did. Also, you know, at first I was thinking the Squid Game porn parody would be bad. So far? Okay, that's bad. That's okay.
Chuck's watching that's it right bad. Now. Why did you plug your phone into the soundboard to watch that?
Never mind.
We don't need to hear
I'm
that.
I'm playing it over David Packen. He's finally making some good points. Are you saying? Are we going to play a game or you want
to
not do this?
Did you go to the Seed the Cup Festival?
I did go to Seed the Cup Festival. I got jacked on some coffee.
I did as well. I got apple jacked. Because you just go around and you take like one little free sample from every booth, but by the end you've had like 8 cups of coffee. Yeah, it was great. And you know, it's funny. I was like, I'm going to buy some coffee from whichever booth I think has the best coffee. So I went around, I tasted all the coffees, and then I personally loved the medium roast from Olinda Roasters. I thought that was my favorite, and I bought some medium roast coffee, and I went home, and I made it, and I was like, oh, this is so delicious. It was like, has like notes of cherry, and it has like a sweet finish and everything, and I was like, this is so nice. And then I saw your wife, the governor, at Rhonda's birthday party that night. And I was like, oh, yeah, did you try the Olinda coffee? And she goes, that was the worst one. I was like,
we had the rainbow, though. That's why, which is the blend of the medium.
I did try the rainbow, and I also didn't think it even held a candle to the medium roast. Yeah. But I didn't think it was the worst one. Did you? What did you think about
rainbow? Was not
what was
good.
Your favorite coffee of all the coffees you tried? Did you go to the Ignition coffee?
Ignition was
one?
Really good. They're from Maui, but they're on Oahu. They didn't seem to answer the questions very accurately.
They just do like pop ups every once in a while. They don't have a place on island where you can get it.
I like the one where it's like the red bag with the red bird on it.
Vanilla Mac Nut coffee.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
That's my fave.
The one that they're trying to save the Hawaiian crows.
Yeah,
yeah. Also, the girl that was working the booth was pretty cute.
Every bean you buy. Saves a bird.
Drink a bean, save a bird.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done the Chili Fest here on Maui?
Always wanted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's so awesome. You get like a cup from like 30 different. So yeah. At the end, you had a whole bucket of chili.
Yeah. I haven't been there. When was the last time that they had it? Because I haven't been there since before the fire.
I think about 3 years ago was the last one I went to. Yeah. It was in Wailuku.
Oh, it was in Wailuku. I went to the one that was in the VFW hall in North Kihei. It was great. It was a great spot for it.
Yeah.
I saw Brian Luke Michaels and his wife won. There.
Didn't Brian Michaels win the chili cook-off 1 year?
Not that I know.
I don't know. The year I went, the guys that owned the place that was in... Never mind.
Let's not do it. But I love good chili.
All right. So we got to do... we don't have that much time left, but let's do a quick biscuits and or gravy news wrap-up.
Let's do it, baby.
Because, hold on. Where's my whip sound? Yeah, we got to do a biscuits and or gravy news roundup because we got a lot of biscuits and or gravy news to get to. So
did you see this?
This
is that up right now? Sorry, I'll be back in 5.
Chuck's currently clocked in at work right now.
No, not today.
So this week for biscuits and or gravy news, we got a lot to talk about.
So much, man.
So Popeyes in the Philippines, we all know Popeyes biscuits. We all love them, right? But this week, Popeyes in the Philippines is releasing a biscuit that is dipped in white chocolate and topped off with Kit Kats. So they're calling it a candy biscuit.
Mm.
And you know what?
A scone, if you will.
I kind of like the idea of a biscuit, like even though like biscuits are savory, but the idea of blending that savory and sweet together kind of intrigues me. What do you think?
First of all, it's a very Filipino thing to do.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Well, also second Filipinos of all, have pan de sal,
I think,
which
Trump,
is like a sweet kind of bread.
If you know, Trump just brokered a huge deal with the Philippines this week. It's a true story.
Okay, so what do you think about, like, sweet biscuits?
I like sweet biscuits. I will tell you right now, I usually don't like white chocolate.
I'm picky about my white chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, I like it if there's, like, the little bits of chocolate cookie in it.
Yeah, I like white chocolate if it's, like, the blended with other. Like, if it's a white chocolate and a caramel, or what's the other non-chocolate chip they put in
bareback in that thing.
I'm raw dogging my microphone.
Smells so bad.
I took the windscreen off because it stinks.
It smells, right?
It smells like feet and balls.
It smells terrible.
It's your breath.
It's
probably like
off.
Weeks of my breath just in here.
Caramel. I'm not a huge fan of Kit Kats also.
Really?
Kit Kats are kind of placed pretty low on my candy. I also had a traumatizing experience involving Kit Kats, so that might have something to do with it.
What happened with you and a Kit Kat?
We don't have time to get into that right now.
Was that the Kit Kat Club?
But I do think that I would try a Popeyes biscuit that had white chocolate and Kit Kat pieces on it. Sounds kind of good to me. Also, UKFC is back at it again. We love talking about UKFC on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. And I don't know, when we were in England, if you got to try one of the Greg's sausage biscuits.
No.
They have this thing. There's a place called Greg's. It's a fast food place, and they have something called sausage biscuits, which is basically a puffed pastry that's shaped like a Hot Pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, ground sausage inside of it.
I saw a video about those
recently. Yeah, we got that at the train station.
I heard those are bomb.
They are super popular, and right now, Greg's sausage biscuits. Yeah, it's like a little meat pie. Yeah, they're super good. They're doing a crossover with KFC where they're selling the Greg's sausage biscuits with KFC gravy.
Ooh. Oh.
So if you... you guys are in the London area, you gotta go check out those Greg sausage biscuits x KFC crossover. People are going crazy for it.
You know, just when you think the world's going to crud because of, like, you know, the news.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You hear about this.
Thank God. Yeah,
so people in the UK, you can't watch porn anymore, but at least you can still brighten up your day.
Scam of age verification, man.
You can brighten up your day with a little sausage gravy.
Also, if you don't want your kids watching porn, it's not Xvideos or Pornhub's job to stop us from watching porn. It's your job.
You're preaching to the choir, buddy.
Child restrictions on the kid's phone or the computer or your Wi-Fi.
Hey, if you're listening to the Biscuits and Gravy show right now, I'm sure they're all on the same side. And then also Selena Gomez, who also, I gotta give her credit, she hasn't been ghoulified yet.
Not yet.
She does kind of look like a melted jack-o'-lantern a little bit.
She looks like she has an appointment set up.
Yeah. at the ketamine clinic.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Selena Gomez, she recently got engaged to a guy who's like a celebrity chef. I forget what his name is.
That's smart.
Barry something. And she said, she went on record saying that instead of cake at her wedding, she wants to have biscuits and gravy. So there you go, Selena Gomez. You know what?
Let's give her the credit she deserves.
Let's give Selena Gomez the biscuit bump.
She's giving us the biscuit. Hold on. Are we invited to her wedding?
Taste the biscuit. We should try to invite ourselves to Selena Gomez.
Can I please come with you guys for that? I'm assuming she's going to say yes.
The celebrity chef that she's married, his name's Benny Benassi. No, that's the
Benny Besai.
That's the DJ
Leany
guy.
Benini Benny.
Lena Bina. Also, side note, have you tried the Selena Gomez Oreos?
Super good.
Aren't they phenomenal? They're cinnamon flavored Oreos. It's like chocolate and cinnamon flavored. They sell them at Costco.
I've been seeing lots of churro crossovers lately of foods.
But they're so good. All right, so we got to do a quick spoiler alert. I finished all of Dragon Ball. Thumbs up. If you haven't seen Dragon Ball, go watch that. Well, maybe we'll talk about that like next week or something, but I watched 40 years worth of Dragon Ball. Rick and Morty Season 8 is available now to stream, so all of that is out. South Park Season 27 has been phenomenal. They ripped on Kristi Noem this week, which was great. They don't have a new episode tonight, but they will be back next week with a brand new episode.
On Kristi Noem, which is also mind-blowing.
They made fun of her shooting dogs also.
She did shoot and kill like a puppy.
And now Trump having minors giving old men massages at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Like,
what are they doing with all the kidnapped kids, bro?
And then Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 17 is currently airing. There's like two more episodes left of this season. Hacks Season 4 is phenomenal. I finally caught up on Hacks. If you haven't been watching Hacks and you've been sleeping on it, go watch Hacks. It's so
no plastic surgery. She's aged
so
well.
So good. Marc Maron has a new special on HBO called Panicked, and Jim Jeffries has a new special on HBO called Two Limb Policy, and that's all available on Netflix right now. And also, since I last saw you guys, I watched Season 1 and Season 2 of Shrinking. Phenomenal.
Do you like the soundtrack of it? Because it's a lot of like Vampire Weekend and MGMT soundtrack.
It's very millennial. It's very like hipster millennial.
I feel like
focused.
AI wrote that show. The guy, to be everything that I like.
The guy who I do feel like that as well.
But the girl from Two Dope Queens, phenoms.
The guy who wrote the theme song is the guy from Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh no way!
It's totally geared towards me
and the Postal Service. So if you haven't seen Shrinking, I understand why it got. Keeps getting nominated for Emmys. Really great show, and that's available.
Oh, it's got my boy in it, Jason Segel.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Friend of the show, Shaheen is in
Harrison
the show.
Harrison Ford.
All right, and now it's time for
Chucks
our favorite
Stuff the
part.
Knowledge Buffalo.
Our favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, is when Chuck tries to prove
Stuff Chuck.
Stuff Chuck the Knowledge
Stuff
Buffalo.
Chuck.
That happens afterwards.
It's a little grapes, pickle grapes.
Here you go, Shane. Why don't you read that one?
And don't forget, today was brought to you by Beyonce's homemade preserves. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. And today's show is proudly underwritten in part by Stellan Skarsgård Celestial Trading Cards. Try to collect all of Stellan Skarsgård Celestial Cards.
No one ever gets that one right.
I got it right.
No, you didn't. Not even close.
He pronounces it wrong.
Stellan Star. And today's show is brought to us by Kim Kardashian sunscreen. Nobody knows more about getting pounded by rays than Kim Kardashian. Now, she's also got a big butt, but she's also got a fake butt, right, BBL?
Are you telling me the Kardashians get
plastic surgery? Who would have thought? All right, so our first question comes from Maureen. Sent this one in. Maureen wants to know.
What is sports?
What real-life drag queen inspired the character and visual design for Ursula from The Little Mermaid?
Oh, my God.
It's a famous drag queen. Now, here's a question. Does Maureen know about your Ursula fetish?
Of course, she's a biscuit taver. It's, okay.
You have an Ursula fetish?
Yes.
I got him an Ursula plushie for
Christmas. It's the woman. It's the woman from the Flamingo movie, that like really gross, raunchy movie. The guy that directed it has the thin mustache.
Yeah, John Williams.
Yeah.
No, that's the Star Wars guy. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Flamingos, where she eats the dog poo.
Yeah, she wears diapers and stuff.
Yeah.
What's her name? Like Miss Hannigan or something?
Nope.
What's it? I give up.
Divine.
Oh, no!
Did you know that?
I should have. Because when Divine Lounge opened up, I was like, you know.
Can you look up the name of that director? That's going to bother me.
Okay.
Also, David in Valdosta, Georgia wants to know, Ron Howard directed what 1995 movie about astronauts?
Apollo 13.
That is correct. Very good. Apollo 13.
John Waters.
Yeah. John Waters, great director. Also, my sister interviewed him one time.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Well, my sister was a journalist back in the day. And our third question is always a sports question. Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Alan and Pukalani sent this one in. Jordan Love is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Oh, of course. When I think of Jordan Love, I think of the football team, the Patriots.
Shane can help.
I can't. I'm not a football fan.
Dude, this is bad.
Jordan Love.
You can't look it up, Chuck. Put your phone down.
I'm looking at pictures of Ursula.
What do you got? Anything? Name a football team.
I said the Patriots.
That's not the Patriots.
Okay. Jordan Love.
Jaguars.
The Colts.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Green Bay Packers.
Wow, that would have been my 40th guess.
He's getting thumb surgery done on his left thumb. And he didn't get all three this week, Chuck.
No!
But, we'll come back next week and try again next week. And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of the biscuits and gravy forever, ever. We'll see you next week. Same gravy place, same biscuit time. Check us out 24 hours a day at gravywars.com.
Biscuit Wars.
Check that out, too. It's great recipes. And then we got Shane in the house. Thank you so much for being an amazing comedian.
Thank you.
Vince, I'll see you guys next week. And for me to you, aloha! Boop, 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 boop.
Gravy.